I'm Carol Hills and for Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. In case you didn't know, as of last week, the U.S. military is allowing women into combat units. That's opened up 33,000 Army jobs previously off limits to women. To prepare for this, the U.S. military has been studying other armies around the world that put women in combat roles. Israel is a kind of leader on this. It even has a combat unit that's majority female. And yet there's still debate in Israel about whether women really are fit for combat. Daniel Estrin went to meet some female combat soldiers on a base in Israel's southern desert.
When I arrived on base, dozens of soldiers, most of them women, were about to begin the last step of their basic training, a 7-mile trek at night through the desert. The soldiers' faces were camouflaged in war paint, green and black. One soldier had her lips painted black. A group of soldiers asked me to photograph them. One crouched down, pointed her gun at me, and peered through the scope. Another dropped flat on her stomach, gun in position. These young women are barely 18 years old. And they're excited to serve.
In a different place, we wouldn't be doing these things.
So it's a chance to prove yourself.
Yeah, of course. I think everyone here proves it also to themselves. Every day you learn what you can do that you didn't think you could do before.
Liran Ma'oz is one of the women in the unit. It was formed in the year 2000. It's called Karakal. It gets its name from a desert cat that looks similar whether it's female or male. A cute metaphor, which points to one of the problems of the unit. Comparing soldiers to kitty cats doesn't exactly help change stereotypes about women here. One male soldier in the unit, Daniel Zeno, says he's not always happy about serving alongside women.
You know, they can't take all the heavy stuff, you know?
So sometimes you have to carry more.
Yeah. I don't like the girls cry all the time. Oh, this hurt. I don't like it, you know. All the girls cry.
And you never cry?
He cries.
He cries?
All the time.
Yeah.
He's a baby.
What do you like about serving with girls? Is there anything you like about it?
They are beautiful. Yeah, it's distracting. A little bit.
And that pretty much sums up many of the questions people ask about integrating women into combat units. Can they ever match men's physical prowess? Are they emotionally cut out for combat? And isn't mixing the sexes a romantic distraction? Sergeant Arnon Peleg, who helps train the new recruits, says a co-ed unit is a good thing.
I had some experience with units of just boys and some experience with units of just girls, and I think the combination kind of, you know, relaxes everyone. You know, it does. It makes them more friendly and more willing to help, and I know it kind of it makes them want to prove themselves, I think, both guys and girls both.
And so it makes them better soldiers.
It does.
2 years ago, Karakal soldiers came under fire from attackers who crossed into Israel from Egypt and shot at them when they were patrolling the border. One soldier was killed. But then the women in the unit came under fire again from the Israeli public. One female soldier who reported in the attack then went and hid behind a bush. The rest of the unit worried she'd been abducted or killed. It sparked a furious debate in the country. People started asking if women can really be trusted to protect the borders instead of hiding behind a bush. Sergeant Peleg says that criticism was just plain sexism.
If you would look for examples for why girls shouldn't be fighters, you will find them. But I can give you like 5 different examples of guys who ran, of, you know, guys who were fighters and ran away just the same. But nobody talks about this because it's not interesting. Okay, so this guy is not fit to be a fighter. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't implicate about the entire sex.
Plus, in the same incident 2 years ago, it was a female soldier who shot and killed one of the attackers. Today, 92% of jobs in the Israeli army are open to women, and about 4% of combat soldiers are women. In 2007, a committee on women in the army recommended the military open all combat jobs to women. Paratroopers, elite units. The Army rejected the recommendation. An Army spokeswoman said women don't have the physical abilities needed for some jobs. Same in the U.S. The jobs opened up last week don't include special ops or infantry units. The Karakal soldiers gathered up for a pep talk from one of their female sergeants. She was gruff. She told her soldiers, "You're here to defend your home, to be willing to give up your life for your family, your friends, and your nation." In talking to many of these women, they shared that determination.
Can I ask you, why did you join Caracal?
I think everyone here joined because they love the country and they're willing to do anything for it. And if already we're all going into the army, so make the most out of it.
It got dark, and the soldiers started marching out into the desert in total silence. The next day, they'd swear allegiance to their country at a ceremony. And then, for the first time, they would go home to visit their families with guns slung over their shoulders. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Givati Training Base in the Negev Desert.